Well, Gary, I suppose the clock is ticking now and it's just a matter of whiling down the hours. Donegal and Tyrone, I know under 17 is a pretty new competition, but this group of players probably know each other fairly well.
Yeah, we met them in a number of occasions, Tom. We met them in the Buncrannock Cup, we met in the league this year, and, you know, met at under 15 level. So we know each other in and out, and I know some of the players are involved in the Ulster League squad, like Pádraig McGettigan, you know, Donald. They're mixing with the players like Mark Hayes and Ronan Duffin. They're mixing well with them and they know each other in and out. It's a bit like a senior team. The Donegal Tyrone knows each other very well. And look, we can't hide that. We're just neighbours, and that's what happens.
As you said, you've met this year and met in the Buncrannock Cup final last year. And I suppose the one thing that we learned from those games is there's very little between the two teams.
Well, we like to think that too. We felt last year we were behind Tyrone, and this evening the big test, are we, have we caught up or not? We put a lot of work through Ryan McLaughlin in the LYP partnership and the strength and conditioning, and we felt that that was an area that wasn't that we worked on last year, don't get me wrong, but we need a lot more work through it. And again, Donegal County Board supported that initiative throughout the winter months under Sean Dunyan, the former chairman, and now Mick McGrath continue that on. And I'm glad to say that has played a huge benefit in our physicality this year.
Mm. And of course, obviously, strength and conditioning and physicality is something that maybe takes a year or two anyway. You're not going to get it the first season.
Yes, you're definitely not going to get it the first season. These young lads, they need to learn the technique and the correction and how to do it properly, first of all. And that's something that we had to spend a lot of time on, because it was a complete induction to this strength and conditioning programme for them. So it did take its time, and we had to be patient with them, which we were. And I'm glad to say they're progressing well, and now they can do it in a safe, controlled environment and know what to expect of them and know their own expectations, and not so that we're not going down the road of a serious injury or a medium injury because of strength and conditioning.
Yeah, you came out on the right side of the result in the league meeting earlier in the season. That was the first game, but I'm sure Tyrone have improved a lot since then, and so have you.
Well, we like to think we've improved, and I know certainly Tyrone would improve, because that was a good bounce to see where each team was at, and there was nothing given that day. Yes, we had to win in the first half, and we took advantage of that. Likewise, Tyrone in the second half, and that was a game of two halves. We were fortunate enough to get a penalty, maybe unfortunate enough to get a couple of goal chances that went wayside for us. So look, we took a point victory. That set us up for the league. It gives us a good bounce, and it gives us a good feedback to knowing that we can go out and win against Tyrone, and that's something that these lads haven't done before.
And I suppose the league went well up to the final.
League went very well up to the final, 5 out of 5, 4 league wins in a row, and then a good semi-final performance against Armagh. And just what happens on the day, maybe, let's be honest, we had one eye on tonight, and maybe we were a bit complacent going into it. Players, management and everybody, that we just started off very strongly, and we just thought, like the rest of the league, everything was going to click, and it didn't click. And look, we'll learn from that. It was probably the best time to happen to us if we want to progress this evening or later on in the championship. It gives it a good, you know, gives a real indication that under 17 football, anything can happen on any given day.
Hmm. And I suppose if there's any consolation in the heavy defeat to Monaghan, Tyrone suffered a similar one in the semi-final.
They did, and Monaghan got a wee bit of momentum going, and that momentum worked for 2-3 weeks with them, but Derry cut them out the following week in the championship last weekend. So Monaghan are in the back door now, and that's something that I talk about under 17 football. It's very fickle on the day, and it's down to performance, and if we can perform well, we're in a good chance tonight, and if Tyrone performing very well, they have the upper hand. So look at, I know Monaghan felt that they got the upper hand against the two giants of Ulster football, as they would call it, and now Derry got one over them. So it's all to play for, really, in this championship, and we're looking forward to it, and it's a good challenge for them.
Yeah, and I suppose it does show a certain fickleness in underage football, you know, where teams can be up and down.
It certainly does, and you know, a young player having a bad day or a wrong word said somewhere along the line, you know, it could pick them off, and we have to be mindful of that. And let's be honest, they're still only children. You know, in 2012, as I mentioned, when Donegal won the All-Ireland, they were only under 12s. Yep. And that wasn't too long ago.
Tell me, talk to me about the league, because you kind of used quite a few players, didn't you?
Yeah, the league was meant to be experimental, and we did that, and we got everybody game time in the league. It was part of our panel to see what they can offer, a few positional switches here and there to see what they could bring to the table. And I'm delighted to say everybody did get game time, so it gives us a real chance, including the final. The players played in the final, they didn't play much game time in the league as well. So we were delighted. We were delighted we got the opportunity to use every player. We worked very closely with Rory Cavan and the under 16 team, because it's important, because we have four panel members as part of Rory's team as well. So we went into the game against Tyrone, and we had everybody available, and we beat them. And then we went to Fermanagh came to Balbathay, and we were able to release all under 16s to Rory, and got an opportunity to try out a few more players that day. And then in the midweek game against Derry, we got over the line by 2 points, which was another great game of football, one of the best games of football probably that we played all year, and Derry likewise. And then we met Antrim, but Rory was out that day again, and we were able to release the 16s. So it gave us a good opportunity to use the players and go into depth. And then the semi-final, everybody was available, and thankfully we had everybody available tomorrow, even other than Matthew Mulholland and Pádraig McGettigan, who's out with both of them with hand injuries, and that's unfortunate. So hopefully they can recover for later on in the championship if we're fortunate enough to be there.
Two big players for you?
Real two big players. I started Buncrannock Cup last year and started the first round of the league. So look, we're going to miss them. There's no question about it. They bring a lot to the table. But the players that came in their place, I have to say, really stepped up to the mark and have taken it on, and delighted that they're really craving an opportunity and have taken it. And sometimes when you're missing big players like that, players don't step up. And lucky for Donegal, we have the likes of players stepping up, the likes of Michael Coughlin and Rory O'Donnell coming in there. And Seamus Hogan, young Jamie Grantley, the number 16, really stepping up the mark in there, picking jerseys.
Mm. And you had a number of players playing on their 16 championship this week. Have they come through? Because I know, as you mentioned, you have a number of under 16s in the squad and making the team as well.
We have indeed. And yeah, they came through, tired legs. So all we have to do is rest them now, and hopefully tomorrow they'll be that fresh. So we had to be very mindful around that, so that they were covering and even a game last night. So with the Jimmy Grant being involved with Termin, so for fair play to Termin Club, they're working well with us there. So to realise how important it is for Jamie and for the county that we have our full squad ready.
Yeah. Talk to me a little about Tyrone. As we said, you know them fairly well. Tell us a little about them.
Tyrone brings everything to the table. Like I said, they've great players from the defence. They've really huge a full-back line. Like even the two Cormacs, McBride and Quinn, the two cornerbacks or full-backs, they really are strong physical players, and they'll give any forward line in the country a run for their money. So they will. At a centre-half forward, we know that Oisin McHugh is a danger man, and he's really a game player and something that need to be well watched this evening, because if Oisin gets away with what he's done throughout teams before, we'll really be on the back foot. And certainly one of the main players that I have to watch out for is Larkin McBride, because he does do a lot of driving at defensive. He plays a centre half back, but he gets through the middle, and he's a great ball carrier, probably one of the best footballers in Ulster at his age.
Mm. And the game in McCool Park, worth a point or two?
Well, you like to think so, and in fairness to the McCool Club and Mickey McMahon, our selector, gives an opportunity to have a couple of training sessions in there, and that goes without saying. It's great to do that, because players get the feel of the place and get the feel of the different position and the level of field, when especially in around free kicks. And you know, it's certainly, hopefully will be a point advantage, but we won't know that till near 8 o'clock on Saturday this evening.
Yeah. Obviously, so really the big question is, you know, what's the mental attitude? Can the team bounce back from that defeat against Monaghan?
Well, look, there are mental toughness in the team, there's no doubt about it. And they learned from Monaghan. I know they've learned from that. Management has learned from that. So tonight's a test to see, can they bounce back? As the response is what's needed. We talked about it as a response. We didn't go in and start pulling hinges off doors against Monaghan. We realised that they're still under 18. They have a lot to learn. And they learned that day. because maybe it was 5 games in a row and they're with a bit of momentum behind them winning, they thought they were never going to get beat. So the lesson was learned. So hopefully they could put that into action tonight and come out with a result.